All right, as you know, Josh is keeping sick kids. Rachel had the classes this morning, so he stayed with the kids this morning. That's why he's not here. So he asked me to fill in for him. We'll try to go over it as quickly as we can. We do have several things we need to talk about today. I'd like to start off with a prayer. Thackeray, would you mind leading some of that prayer, please?
Our dear Father in heaven, we come before you now. Thank you for this opportunity we have to discuss matters of the church and help us to find ways that will be most beneficial to spreading the borders of your kingdom and help us to make wise decisions that are in accord with your will. We send this prayer in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, the first thing is the financial aspects. We don't have a sheet. He said he'll have it for next time, but the number right now is the balance is $157,645. Secondly, if anybody have any questions or things about the... All right. Second thing is the fact we've had a problem with our baptismal heater. It doesn't work anymore. I'll let Josh talk about that if he will.
Basically, it's got a leak in the tank itself, which is an irreparable thing. So Paul's going to replace it for us. No, I'm just kidding. I looked at it. It's shut off right now. Not that anybody in here would get the wild idea to turn it back on, but don't turn it back on because it's a fire hazard. Also, because the subsequent rust from that leak, because it's been doing it slowly over time, because things not under any more pressure than just the recirculation pump, because it's not tied into the city water, it's just tied into the baptistry. It recirculates that water and runs it. But basically what happens is it's leaked out of the tank, it's rusted out the side of the casing, and so where that thing, I put my hand through it when I was like probing it, and like immediately into my fingers, into the fire of the burner, like, oh, that's not good, because it's old enough, it's not a sealed unit like the new ones are, so we just need to update it, put a new one in there. I looked at some other options for a recirculation pump heater combo thing that they have for like spas, but it doesn't end up saving us any money. So, unless you've got a different idea, Paul, I'm just going to put a 30-gallon gas water heater back in there, and I'm going to go ahead and replace the recirculation pump at the same time, because that one's probably been running for 20 years since that heater was put in. So, it's a good idea to replace the pump at the same time. I don't think it was working up stuff anyway. So. But we're looking at like $1,000 total. The heater's about $600-something retail, and then the pump's about, and maybe less than that. I'm just giving a ballpark of $1,000.
All right, that's something that needs to be done. Anybody have any objections or any more questions about that? Okay, good deal, sir. We'll go ahead and get on it as soon as we can. So that'll be about $1,000. A few other things, some ways smaller things. I wanted to note, first of all, our singing as of late is not being well supported. Talking about two things. One, the fourth Wednesday singing. That's the last, or anyway, not the last, but fourth Wednesday singing, a class from 7 to 7:15.
How's
that? Yeah, before Wednesday night, people aren't coming to it, and we don't have teachers that are prepared. We do have, like, a Rick has been prepared, but he doesn't know when he gets there that it's, is it me or is it someone else or anything like that. So we need, and the other thing is the triannual singings have not been supported by other congregations very well the last two or three times. Kind of come and go with that. I'll just give you a heads up with regard to that so that you'll remember it. That, most of you may not know this, but it wasn't originally a quarterly singing, and it wasn't even one of our congregation that wanted it. It was from another congregation because we were more central from the congregations around to hold it. And I thought it was a good idea. I asked them if they would, and they said yes. She never came to a single one. things happened, and it made it a little more difficult for her, but it was kind of interesting that she never came to one. And well-supported early, not as well-supported lately. Just want to know if that's something you want to continue to do, whether you may want to make a change, like have maybe the last Wednesday night of the month as being the entire month for singing, for training, and teaching. What we have right now is we've got the 9 a.m. hour is we give more time to singing. We also do for the fourth Sunday and only have a 10-minute invitation. And we've got the class, and we've also got the triennial singing. And the other thing is, not only is the triennial singing not been supported by the other congregations, it's not been supported well by our own members for the last several times. And I just wanted to raise it that if it's something we're going to do, we need to commit to it. And is there anybody who wants to make a change?
I would just mention for the singing practice, maybe do it the last Wednesday, because it's usually the last Wednesday on the 4th, but sometimes maybe for that reason it's hard to keep straight. Hold on, is it this Wednesday or that Wednesday?
What makes it hard is I don't send out reminders, and people, if I don't send out a reminder, they don't think about it. So that's, I didn't do that last time, but yeah, that's a change we made for the 5th, if that would help. Yes, sir.
The triennial singing.
That's something I came up with because it's 3 times a year.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Always at a quarterly thing.
Well, I have been working every Saturday, so I haven't been able to come to a lot of them recently, but when I was able to, they were well supported. But they were an hour later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the lack of attendance when you moved it back to 6.
Well,
or
I don't,
if you saw that before that, or
I don't remember. We had to be honest, the family that wanted it moved back because for kids, and they're no longer here, not even part of our congregation.
I'm for moving it back to 7.
So do you want to try to?
I like that idea.
Move back to 7 and see if it.
Is that our other one? Move triennial to 7.
And then also get the Facebook event for it set up like maybe 2-3 weeks in advance. That way people have more time to add it to their schedule.
Okay.
Which if you want to, if I can get access to the page, I'll do it. But
you're welcome to have access if you want to do that.
Okay.
Just let me know. Let's get together and we'll do that. Because I'm the one that does it. I don't always even remember until last minute. That's part of it. But, all right, so...
Are there any other notifications other than Facebook?
For that, no. Other than the fact that I make sure that the other congregations have awareness of it. And yes, there are notifications, constant notifications in the bulletin every week and also up on the board every week for our own members. But as far as what we've done, we've not... put it this way, that we have... a small number of congregations that will come to our gospel meetings, for example, even though I send it out to 35 congregations in the area, but get nothing from any of them as far as the meeting goes. A long time ago, this has been probably 10, 12 years ago, I stopped sending out any flyers for the scene because we only had 4 or 5 congregations, and I make sure those 4 or 5 congregations know about the scene. Personally, I send that out, and we also do the Facebook notifications. So that's what we've been doing. But I haven't been mailing anything out for the triennial.
Have we been making it an event? Like what I think Neil was saying was, you're saying like make it an invited, like an event on Facebook. Like if you're having a birthday party, you put it as a Facebook event and send it out there. Because like that, we did that and then invited everybody that we know that's, you know, it'll just have to be on, I think, Westside Extended Family.
Yeah. Done that every single time. For years. We've done that. We create an event. I send it out to everybody I got, and our congregation. Everybody goes to Westside site. They get it. They have the ability to share it. Yeah.
I still go Facebook.
Yeah, I know. You don't do Facebook. Yeah, we do create events.
I missed the last one because I didn't know.
I was like, oh, it's tonight.
I didn't know until you went live.
Yeah, because you don't look up at the bulletin, don't look up at the top.
No, we didn't.
As we know where triennial scenes are.
You walk around with the clipboard.
And this may not be what it was going to do, but would you be willing to kind of take that over to make sure that every time, so I won't do anything?
Yep, I'll take over.
I'm all for that. Anybody else for that? Have one man in charge of it. We'll make sure that everything has changed as far as notifications will start at 7, because everyone seems to agree with that. That's okay. And that'll be a good change to start. What about the Wednesday? We won't keep Wednesday going? 7 o'clock? There is an objection to including it as far as an entire service on the last Wednesday, because it involves our curriculum. It makes it one less lesson that we can teach. And some object to that. Let's try that. Is that all right to try that for a while?
Try what?
Just keep it as it is, but we need someone to take care of it and make sure that it's announced and it's and individuals know about it. I mean, I'll send out what I can when I remember, but we need a song leader to be in charge of it. That's for y'all to know. I always come and I always enjoy it.
I think so, because I've noticed that there's a couple of hymns I've wanted to learn from, like the Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs book. Like, I let feed on my vision, and seems like people know it, so I think it's working.
I know that the diversity has definitely improved. Like,
well, let's do a better job of supporting it. Get here just one Wednesday a month. Get here at 7 instead of 7:30. It's half an hour. It should be 15 minutes earlier instead of 7:15, but you know, just come. It'd be better. We need the song leaders to make sure someone in song leaders to make sure someone has it. I know Josh Cox can teach some, Justin can teach some, Rick can teach some.
So should we just put a sign up on the bulletin board for people to sign up for?
Okay. So who wants to put it up?
You get the form?
I'll create a sign up.
I can do it.
I can hit the print button. I can put it up there with a thumbtacks.
You want to do the cross-site
yeah,
sheet? Okay, yes, then.
I have a radical suggestion.
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
No, that's what we're looking for. The 9 o'clock Sunday morning service is a singing service. And normally, sometimes it's less than 30, but like today it was 30. And you have a talk after it. We pray before, and we have the talk, invitation, and prayer after. Why can't we do that during that 30-minute period on 9 o'clock on Sunday morning?
Do what?
We can sing, but we can do the singing practice. We can have some singing teaching as well, and just kind of mix it all up together.
We could, but again, we'd intended it to be a worship service, not a class, and so I'm a little bit hesitant to mix those up in minds of individuals.
That's what makes it radical.
Yeah, it makes it radical. Yeah. I just wish everything was supported a bit better by individuals who are doing it, but that's me as a preacher. But y'all talk about it. Y'all tell you what. Let's answer it next month. This month we'll keep it the same. Think about what we've talked about. If you have any ideas or you want to make a change, then let us know. Would you take it over for
a sign-up sheet?
Yeah. Put a sign-up sheet out, and which one of the song leaders wants to say? Oh no, we're doing a sign-up sheet. So that's what that's for. Okay, never mind. All right,
the one that's moving to 7.
Yes.
No.
That's
it's always been at 7. The fourth Wednesday night, we come to Bible class at 7:30. And the fourth Wednesday night, it's always up on the boards and all that kind of stuff. We come at 7 for 15 minutes of practice and learning new songs. But lately, it's not been supported. And then we have the triannual scene, which is an invitation on a Saturday night, that we're moving from 6 to 7. Okay? All right. Is that okay? You all right with that? Okay, next thing is one of mine. I read something, an article and all, about how we can use QR codes for bulletins, and it's something that takes me 2 minutes to do. Would be helpful, reduce paper for our own members, but it also get other people to be able to see the bulletin. I always put my stuff up, and I put it up as HTML because it's easy to copy and paste for other people to put in their bulletins to increase it, but a lot of times you just want to read it, and a PDF file is best. I can save it as a PDF file and put it up in the same URL every single week, not changing the URL, just replacing the PDF file, and all you got to do is scan it. So I've got a scan on the bottom of the page to scan it. I'm going to keep that as a part of the bulletin. If it's all right, I would like to put up like something like this for behind the bulletins to either take a copy or scan. You don't have to scan it once or take a picture of it once and then repeat it, and it'll come up all the time. And what I was asking about in regard to that, see, it's such an easy thing to do, I think it'll be beneficial. But the PDF can or does not have to include the news and notes. For our own members, it's always been important, the news and notes, I think, to keep up with what's going on in the congregation. So if we removed that completely, there are some detriments to that, because the reason why the members read it sometimes is to get that information, okay? But I would have to, if we kept it in there, others will read it, so I would need to stop the address changes and who's out of town. because those things can be taken advantage of by individuals who are outside. I don't really think that there's anything else that is inappropriate in those situations. Or I can print to PDF and I can print pages 1 through 6 and page 8 and just skip 7 completely. It's just that it wouldn't get as much out of it as the membership. And I was wanting to know which one to do. Keep the news and notes of the sick and those kinds of things, or else completely eliminate that when I put it up.
Keep it.
Everybody all right with keeping it? Okay.
How would outsiders access this?
I'm planning, well, anyone who comes and visits, number one,
would
but I was planning on...
The flyer too, couldn't it?
Well, I'm not going to pass these out. It's just going to be put in the plastic in front of the... But the other possibility, and this one, and I made it, should have made this clear, but again, a lot of people just want that QR code, so I thought I would put it on the front page of the website to click here for our bulletin and still do everything else I'm doing. Yes, Josh?
So are you not going to print any bulletins at all?
No, it'll probably cut down the amount. Those younger ones that know how the QRs, I know Yvonne, she mails out like 8 or 10 of them.
Oh, that's what I was about to ask.
That's one of the works that she does.
Some people mail some to show them sometimes.
Yeah, I just thought this is an easy way to reduce it a little bit and maybe get more people to read my important articles that are so well written that a lot of you just say, oh, this is great, and then you don't read them. Because some people don't have Facebook or don't look at Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
All right. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, so let's see, the bulletin. Okay, a couple other things. Jeff and Eve McDonald sent me an email after services last Sunday. So this was after services. Now, Jeff and Eve are the ones that sit on the back. She's got the broken foot. They had a little girl, Gracie, and then their son. They're not coming here anymore. And I think what happened was that I preached a lesson on marriage and divorce on Matthew chapter 5 two weeks previous, and they left in the middle of it. And I know that Eve has herself, and I don't know, Jeff doesn't talk much, but I know that Eve has some peculiar views about marriage, divorce, remarriage. And we've talked about that, and I informed her, as long as she didn't bring it up in church, that's okay, but I would still have to preach what I believed on the matter. And she said, fine, and then I don't think she liked what I had to say. So I think that's why. I don't have a reason why they left. They just sent a real short email basically saying, we hope y'all have a good life and we're going elsewhere. So does anyone have any questions about that? It's a shame, but that's where we are, so we'll no longer have Jeff and Eve coming.
Well, they told us. At least they told us. Yeah. And we've had a couple of families leave. Haven't told
it. Okay. Well, since you said a couple of families, I do want to note something. That Aaron and Hillary Collier have not been attending the last couple of Sundays. It's very different from a lot of other things. They have a very good reason why they have been attending at Granbury, other than here. And Aaron informed us that after a couple of weeks, if this is the way it all works out, after 7 weeks, if it all works out, that they would be probably placing membership again at Granbury. And it has nothing to do with our congregation. It's not a bad thing in this situation, but Aaron did inform us that he would make sure that we knew. So I'm not sure that they've made a full decision about that, but I have a feeling that we've probably lost the Colliers as well for a very different reason, not any disagreement, not any unhappiness here at all. It's something entirely different. It's private in nature, so I'm not going to talk about it, but that's a probability. And we will find out something. In fact, there have been others who have been somewhat informed, including myself secondarily, but I haven't talked with Aaron personally about it, but that's what's going on there. And which kind of brings up another thing that's kind of involved in it, and I just let y'all know that what in part is going on with trying to understand out of the private stuff about it. But many of you are aware, some of you are aware, some of you may not be, that Nick Crumry and his wife, Nick was an elder at Granbury, and they're no longer there. They actually have been withdrawn from because of some sin that was present. And if they would have showed up here to visit or something, we'd have to deal with it. But just to let you know, and part of the reason why Aaron Hillier left Old Granbury Road for a while was because of what was going on there. And that's one of the reasons why they're trying to see what's best to go back. And so that's to let you know some of what's going on. It's a very private matter, and it's a very tenuous, and I didn't want to bring things up that Aaron's not comfortable with, so I was going to let him speak for it, and or at least give us a message. Then, let's see. So that's Jeff and Eve McDonald. We've got a men's study tonight at 6:30, just to remind y'all if y'all didn't see that on the board. And I would love for y'all to attend that. And then I've got one more thing that I have. It's like I've got all the agenda. The last thing that I have has to do with the sound system.
The men's class, that's Colossians chapter
3. At this time, we don't have a teacher assigned, but I thought if no one else has got something, we would just kind of lead a discussion and go on to it. So I'm pretty familiar with chapter 10:3 personally. So, we're studying Colossians 3 tonight at 6:30 here at the building. The sound system of Sandy and her husband and granddaughter, I forget what their last name is, visited the last 3 weeks in a row, I think it is. They were up front, now they're back today. He is almost completely deaf. He can't hardly hear anything that goes on. And they asked me the first time they came if we had hearing help, headphones or whatever to be put on our sound system so he could hear. Now, that's something that churches have. It's systems that we can put up. We tried a Band-Aid version of it, Aggie-engineered version of it, that I think it was Justin's idea, or maybe it wasn't. It's a long time ago.
My idea, but not my implementation.
Okay, well, thank you. That really, because of the nature of the basically, it was because I think of the FM radios that I bought to try to make it work. It didn't work very well. It wasn't. So there are systems around, and I just thought this may. Right now, apparently, he would be the only one using it, and that I don't know if they'll stay with us or not, even members. But it might be something if someone does have it, had some, and ask about it, that we would have those available. It consists of a transmitter. Last time was a transmitter in the back, and then just some headphone receiver type things that they can put on and adjust the volume.
Could he not watch the live stream?
Yes, he did, in fact, today. His granddaughter, who does have some tech ability, she did. She asked me if we live streamed the 9 o'clock hour. Problem with that is, number one, they're a little bit inconsistent for whatever reasons, and different things have happened and all, but two is there's a lag, and the lag is what's the big problem with the audio. There's about a 3 to 5 second lag.
If he can't hear you.
And so if he's got a headphone on, he's listening, he's watching, or he's listening, he can hear me, but it's or hear us, but it's not going to go along with our mouth. So it's kind of trouble. So is anybody got a problem with me looking into it?
No.
Okay. If it becomes much more than around, I'd say probably about $500, maybe $500-$600. If it becomes more than that, I'll seek approval.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if it can be like that amount, just go ahead.
So is that okay for just kind of a $500-$600? Okay. All right. And I just found that out today because they asked about it again. I was mentioned to put it up, but that's twice that they've mentioned it. That couple comes from non-institutional churches. They're not real strong. It would be good for them to be here for us, and their granddaughter's not a Christian, so being able to teach her would be a good thing as well.
Is that Lexi, her granddaughter?
Lexi's her, yeah, is her granddaughter. Right. Yeah. Her name is Lexi. Her name is Sandy, and his name is what?
I think last name
for
Griffiths, is that
something? Sounds right. Yeah. It sounds right, yeah. And they've been here like three different weeks in a row. And apparently maybe coming at 9 too, because he asked about it today, what we do at 9 o'clock hour. But he doesn't drive. And in fact, the two older ones do not drive at all because of age, and the granddaughter, that's why she's coming with them. She's actually driving. All right. Okay, so are there any other things in our other things need to be talked about in our discussion?
Yes,
Dennis. Oh, I'm sorry, David first.
I just wanted to see, do we have an opening for a gospel meeting teacher? Someone for a gospel meeting?
We are 2 years, well, like 3 years. The third year is we don't have anyone.
Okay, I was just going to mention Marshall McDaniel. He did... He did the youth lectures up in Missouri a couple weeks ago, and he did a really good job. I was just going to say, mention him.
He's a young guy, too. Or was he a young guy? Sometimes they have, like, Brett and the young guy or something.
Careful, dude.
He's a little younger, I think.
I used to be a young guy.
Okay. He's an old guy to David.
That's why I said I used to be a young guy. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I appreciate the name because we're always looking for names and we can talk about it and see what he's able to do.
No,
okay.
Yeah, I was just pointing.
Oh, okay. Anybody else? Yes, Zachary.
So I know that Justin's looking for the AED, and we were going to look at that and see how well that went.
Right, that's been approved already.
Yeah. Did we get approval for going over for like a more updated first aid kit? I don't remember if we did. Yes, we did. Okay.
Yeah, last month when we talked about it, okay. There was approval for an AED plus to update our first aid kit.
Then I know.
Right now we've got a more rudimentary first aid kit, and I noticed today, because I thought it might be the AED, I opened it up, we've got a blood pressure monitor that's available to us as well.
Yeah. And I'll get some better numbers on first aid kits.
Okay, good deal. All right, anybody else? All right, sorry it took so long. Thank you, guys.